We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Omer Rabbi Chama Bar Chanino, Kas Baruch Hu Matar Es Shvatim, when Kas Baruch Hu Matar the Shvatim, Shiftoi Shel Levi Matar Atchila. La'asad Lavai, when Kas Baruch Hu Matar the Shvatim, he will start with the Shevet of Levi. What does it mean Matar Shvatim? Zog Rashi, Miyachsam, which means when he separates the psulim from all the shvatim and he cleans out the shvatim. L'asa lavai, he's a start with the shevet of Levi. How do we know? Shneimar, the pasuk says in Malachi, v'yoshav mitzoref umetara kesef v'tir es b'nei Levi. It first says tir es b'nei Levi. So see clearly that you start off with b'nei Levi. V'zikak oisam kazav v'kesef v'hoi l'ashem amagishe mincha v'tzdakah. That's the lashon of the pasuk. And you see, Hashem will start with being metayer the Shevet Levi. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kesef metayer mamzerim. Kesef is the cause that the mamzerim will be tar, Shneimar. So the pasuk says, this is actually the same pasuk. Shua Levi is arguing. We'll see in a second what Rashi says. But Yashav mitzarev metayer kesef, a tiras mer Levi, and v'chulu. Am I Megisha Mincha B'Tzedakah? What's Lashem Megisha Mincha B'Tzedakah? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Tzedakah Sekarish Baruch Hu Yisrael. Shemishpachos Nitma. A Mishpachot got mixed up with Mamzerim. It's all mixed up and we make the whole Mishpachot Kasher. Now here, let me finish explaining the Gemara. So the first one, Rabbi Chama, says Metar Shvata means Miyachsam. And he says, Shifta Shalevi Tchila. The next one, Shuma Levi says, Kesef Metar Mamzerim. We'll explain what that means in a second. How is Kesef Metar Mamzerim? But it means that the families who got Mamzerim mixed into them, Hashem will Metar those families. So Rashi explains, what does it mean Kesef Metar? The reason is because the Mamzerim had to get themselves into these families because they were rich. Since they were rich, so therefore, they intermarried into these families. And once they were intermarried into these families, that was a cause for them to be mixed up and they become kosher. So it turns out that the kesef was a cause, their money was a cause. La'as alavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be matar of those families. So Rashi speaks out in different maskul shenema, middle of the Rashi. Rabbi Shua b'Levi Svirle, hai matar lav mavdol pesuleim kamar. It doesn't mean they just separate the psulim. El matar machshirim kulam. He's matar and machshir all them. So according to Rashi, it's Mechlekes Rabbi Shua b'Levi and Rabbi Chama. Now, the Pnei Yeshua speaks out, how did Rashi know that they meant two different things? So he explains, because if it was matar like Rabbi Shua b'Levi, how does Rashi know Rabbi Chama's arguing? That's really the question. How does Rashi know? He says, because Rabbi Chama says, Lashem Metahar Shvatim. According to Rabbi Shua Levi, not Tafka Metahar Shvatim, Metahar the Gans Klai Yisrael, not Tafka Shvatim. Shvatim is mashma that you're being Metahar each Shevet by itself. And that's why it says, Shalevi Tchila. So that's how Rashi knew that Rabbi Chama was arguing. The Tosri Azokin learns Rabbi Chama, same with Rabbi Shua Levi. Look at the first Tosri Azokin on the Amen, Metahar, Pirish Rash. He's not going to separate them. He learns the same way that Metar means Metar Shvatim. Actually, the Rambam learns also different. The Rambam learns that Metar Shvatim means that he's gonna separate and show which Shevet is which Shevet. That's what he's gonna do. Make Shevet Levi, Shevet Levi, El Shvatim, El Shvatim. That's how the Rambam learns, also different than Rashi. That it means different things here. I'll read the Lashon in the Rambam if I can find it here. Perik Yerbeis, Halacha Gimel in Malachim. It says, B'imei HaMelech HaMashiach, K'shinishyashiv HaMlachta, V'skapshol V'kol Yisrael, Yischaschu Kulam Al-Piv Beruach Kodesh, Shetunuach Alav, Shenema V'yoshim M'sarach Matara, V'nei Levi Matara Tchilav, V'amazeh M'yuchas Koyin, this one's a Koyin, V'zeh M'yuchas Levi, anyone's not mechassim goes to Yisrael. So I in the Rambam has a little different shita, but maybe he means he's only going to clean out the Kohanim and Levim and not the other Shvatim. That's what the Rambam means. But like upon him here, learning according to Rashi, it's mechleikas tuman the yomim. What's Shiloh?
What do you mean when it says matar?
What it means is that he's going to leave the mamzerim as is. The mamzerim are mixed up. Now they're all going to be considered mishpachas miyuchasim, even though there's mamzerim mixed into them.
There
will be, if someone's mezana at that time, of course there'll be a mamzer. And if someone's a vade mamzer and he's separate right now, that also is going to be, according to this Gemara, also be a mamzer. But if a mamzer already got mixed up into a mishpacha, and the Gemara says it happens a lot of times because they have money, so then Hashem's going to retire those mishpachas. So for the first man, the Yom Hashem will root out the mamzer out of the mishpacha. According to Shem Levi, will retire that mishpacha. We'll get back to this Shiloh Mamzerim on the Afayim Beis, on Beis, where the Chagas Tanayim about that, but now the Gemara's go back to what the parak started with. Gufa. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Kol HaRotzeis Issa L'Eretz Yisrael, V'Eretz Yisrael Issa L'Bavel. All lands besides for Eretz Yisrael are considered not miyuchasim when it's compared to Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is not considered miyuchas when it's compared to Bavel. That means Bavel is the most miyuchas, which means there's the least mixed psulim into Bavel, because Ezra rooted out all the psulim and cleaned it out like a soil sakhi, like fine flour. Then Eretz Yisrael is the second to best, and then all our rotzes are not good compared to Eretz Yisrael. Zotamar Vaita, May Rebbe, in the days of Rebbe, Rebbe is living in Eretz Yisrael. He came originally from Bavel, but he lived in Eretz Yisrael. So in his days, Bikshu Lasses Bavel, East Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to establish that Eretz Yisrael is more miyuchas than Bavel. That thing's changed. It's more miyuchas than Bavel. Omar Lahem, Koitzim Atam Asimen Li Bein Einai. Ritzoinchem Yitapel Imachem Rachnir Ben Chama. He said, Rebbe said, that I'm from Mishpachas Bavel, and if you're going to try to change the situation, so you're insulting me. I come from Bavel. So if you want someone to change the established facts, you have to speak to Rav Chanina bar Chama. Nitval imahem Rav Chanina bar Chama. So they went and spoke to Rav Chanina bar Chama. Omel Heaven, Rav Chanina says, Kach mekablani merabi Shmuel merabi Yesi. This is my Kabbalah, my Messiah, from Mishpachas Rabbi Yesi. Shenemar, Shomar Shemav, they said from his father, Kol ha'aretz is Issa l'Eretz Yisrael. All lands are Issa, which means it's considered mixed up. The miyuchasim, it's not miyuchasim, it's mixed. Miyuchas is mixed up when it comes to compared to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Issa is considered a dough, it's considered mixed up. Le'bavel, it's considered Issa when it comes to Bavel. So basically, Rav Chanina bar Chama is quoted the Mishnah. And the question is that Rebbe could have said the same thing also. Zokta Mashah, Rebbe didn't want to quote this memra. That's Mavuri from the Mishnah. They don't want to quote this memra. And the reason is because people will think that he's quoting it because he's from Bavel. So he said, you know, I don't want to get involved because I'm from Bavel and the Gehba Bavel. Speak to Rabbi Chanina bar Chama, he'll help you out. I read the Lashon of the Mashah. Gam Rebbe Sosam b'mastisim v'achi Zokta Mashah. It's not Olu Mabavel. She'asa kaseos tekiya kidleel. Elafisha hoye Mabavel loy heminu loy. Ach Omar, until Rabbi Chanina said, Kabalti me Rabbi Shmuel, Shom Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Shom Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosi originally from Eretz Yisrael, so that's why he brought down Rabbi Chanina, who quoted from his father, from Rabbi Shmuel, quoted from his father, who's from Eretz Yisrael. So I'm going to write it. Similar idea. B'meir HaPinchas, Bikshu Lasses Bavel, Isla Eretz Yisrael. And there's Rabbi Pinchas, they wanted to change the regular established fact, and they wanted to say that Bavel became now Isla Eretz Yisrael. Right now, Eretz Yisrael is more miyuchas than Bavel. Omer lahem avad. So that's what they wanted to do in Rav Pinchas' days. Rav Pinchas wanted to come to his marriage and say his thing, but he was going to say that Eretz Yisrael is still not a miyuchas. And he was scared that they're going to run after him and try to find out who he's talking about. So he didn't want people to find out. So he had to say his thing and run away. So Omer lahem la'avadav, kashini oimesh nei dvarim beis medrash. After I say two halachas of beis medrash, Taluni barisa, carry me in a bed, Varutsu, I run. Kiaya, when they brought him to Mitz Medish, Om Lahem, he said, Ein Shchita Loif Min HaTaira. There's no such thing as Shchita for Oif Min HaTaira. And at Adi Asif, Kiani, but the people, that was a very surprising thing to say. They're saying that you don't need Shchita Min HaTaira on an Oif. It's Taka, true, it's no Pasuk like that. And this is Mani Yomo says that from the Pasuk of Shofach Hasdama, it sounds like Shchita V'Alma, but there is a makar for that in this Gemara, but that's what he said, a paladic thing he said. The Yasif Kamaynibah, when the Bnei Yeshiva were looking into it, he threw in his second memra. Omalahu, kol ha'rotzois, isel, Eretz Yisrael, all lands are dough, are mixed up compared to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, isel, Bavel, Eretz Yisrael considered a mixed up yichos compared to Bavel. But basically stating that the established fact is still a fact. Now, tluah b'arisa, then they picked him up by his bed, and v'heim rotzois, they ran. Rotsu Achrav, so people ran after him. Why? Like, we think Eretz Yisrael is beautiful now. Who's mixed up? And Velayigi didn't reach him. Yashua Batku, so to me the yeshiva Taka sat down and said, you know, we'll look into ourselves. Let's look into everyone's yichas. Achei Gila Sakana. They reached the Sakana because they reached the big choshev of families that they saw, they had some psulim in it, and they knew if they start being megala, those exposing those psulim, they will be in trouble and will pierce when they stopped. Om Rav Yechanan, hechala, which is also shvua, hechala be a denui. It's really be a denu to megala the psulim of Eretz Yisrael. Avama esesh reigdeli adonitubba. The choshev of families are all nitmu, they're all mixed up with these psulim. And therefore, he said, I'm not going to say anything. But Lamaisa, how do you get away with not saying something? Lamaisa, you have to, you can't let people marry into these families. Shavlok Rabbi Yitzchak, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, Mishpacha, Shenitma, Nitma. You also got Rabbi Yitzchak that we had before, like Rabbi Shubba Levi brought down Shememra, that once a family is mixed up, it's mixed up. And which Rashi explains means that right now it's a suffix, and by suffix is mutter, and la'asalave Hashem will make it completely, completely kosher. But upon him, he holds like Rabbi Yitzchak holds mishpacha shenitma nitma, which means that any since it's already mixed into the family, and you don't know exactly where the mamzer is, the halacha is those families are mutter. So you don't have to say anything either. Amar Abaya, afanan amitinu. We also have a brice like that. The brayse is like this: Mishpachas Beis Hatzrifa is Eva Yarden. There was a mishpacha named Beis Hatzrifa in Eva Yarden. Verichka Ben Tzion Bezraya. And even though it was a kosher family, Ben Tzion, who was a very strong leader, and he pushed, he didn't like them, so he said the apostle, and pushed them away. Oyda Charis Hoysa. There was another family which was really apostle, Vekirva Ben Tzion Bezraya, and Ben Tzion was makar of them, said they were kosher. With his strength. Kegoin Elu, these families which really are known, this is Mukhzik Lakosher, this is Mukhzik Apostle, Kegoin Elu, these families, Al Yoba, Litame Vilatar, Lirach Lakar. These are the families that Al Yoh and Ovi will come and say, this family is Kosher, this family is Tar. And the Diak is, since Brysa, Kegoin Elu, the Adu, the Adam, only these families which are known to have Mamzerim, it will it stay Mamzerim. And Av Mespachosh Nitma Nitma, but Mespachosh that has a mamzer mixed into it, and we don't know, there, Elio will not be mafrish and be mevarer those fakers. He'll be mitar those fakers, lost love, like we learned before. Tana. Oida cheres hoisa, valirotsu chacham legaloisa. There was another family in the area that also was not a kosher family, but the chacham didn't want to be megala to everyone. But the Chachamim pass on this tradition to the children and to the Talmidim once every 7 years. And they tell them, by the way, this family, you know, don't marry into this family. Some say twice in a 7 year period. They used to tell their children and their Talmidim that this family is a Safek. So Mastabra. Says that he said this once every 7 years. If someone says, I'll be a Nazir if I'm not going to be Megala, exposed to certain Mishpachas. The halach is, Yehei Nazir. You should rather be a Nazir of Legala Mishpachas. You should not be Megala the Mishpachas because you see, it's not a good thing to Megala Mishpachas. So that's the Raya that is probably once every 7 years. But the Gemara does say that they did tell the Talmidim and Bnei'im about this. What's pshat in that? So Zokta Ran, I read it Ran's Lashon. Mekan Nira Zokta Ran. Sha'af b'zman hazeh, mishpacha shenitma nitma. A family that got imams mixed into it, it's mixed up. Kaloymar, shemishi adeya psula. People, someone knows this. Ain't there a shayla galaisi? Now I'll expose it. El yarechana v'chesa kashus. Leave it. U'la'osa lovoy, af apishi adeya adava dek shayri. U'la'osa lovoy, become kosher. To the tznuim, you should tell them why. Kedei, so yidbu b'hem, you should marry to them. Abishim hoyu nidbakabem, but lo yedia lo yehoshim v'seklal. Even though if they would have married into them and they didn't know, it's fine. Av pnei she'ein hazera, the children are not muchan lekedusha v'letayra. She'ein hakadosh baruch hu mashva shchinasa el al mishpachas mechas v'yisrael. Kosher adav legaloisam letznuim. It's a good thing to megal to tznuim. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. The Ramah passes similar to this Ran. Like upon him, that's, it comes from this Gemara, that Pamachas Beshvua, they used to tell their children about those families. Once you mentioned about this Pamachas Beshvua, you mentioned another thing about the Shem Hashem. Omer Rav Avachanam Yechanan, Shem Ben Arba Oisiyos, which is the Shem Havaya, Chachom Moisim Oisal Tamididayim, Pamachas Beshvua, Amilah Pamachas Beshvua, The Chacham used to teach the Talmidim the Pirush and the Ksiva of the Rashi, the Kriya of Yudke Vavke once every 7 years. And some say once twice every 7 years. Omram Nachman Yitzchak, Mestavra, Kamandi on Pam Achashuot. Mestavra, like Mandi says that he taught it once every 7 years. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Zeshmi Loilam, and we don't say the Vav, but Loilam, to teach us La Aleim Ksiv. He's supposed to hide the Shem Hashem. And he's supposed to say it in a different way. Therefore, when we say Yudke Vavke, we don't say it, we say the Shem Adnus. And Rava saw the Mishnah Pirkei. Rava wanted a darshan in one of his drushes explaining the meaning and the kriya, the ksiva of Yudke Vavke. Omle Husaba la Olam Ksiv. It says to hide it. Rabbi Avina brings it from Amastira Psukim. It says Rami. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Zeshmi, Ksiv Zesh Zichri. It's not really Astira, but it says twice. It says, this is my name and this is my Zichri. What's the two things? So Omle Karish Baruch, Loi Kashi Nichtav Nikra. Not the way am I written, am I read. Nichtav ani b'yudke vavke. I am written b'yudke. V'nikra, but it's read by Aleph Dalid. You read Hashem's name, but Aleph Dalid, Shem Adonis, even though it's written yudke vavke. Tanavana. B'rishoyna, Shem ben shtayim esrei oyser, so moysun oyser l'chol adam. By beginning, they used to teach the name of Hashem of 12 oysers. Rashi says that we don't know it. Like personal, we don't know what this shame is. This would be the shame of 12 ICs. And he used to teach it to everyone. Mr. Rabu, I preached to him. They didn't say it, but he used to teach it to them. They didn't say it because they only say Adnas, because there's Zichri, but he used to teach the name. Mr. Rabu, I preached to him. When the preached him, when people who were not careful, the more people were not careful, therefore they didn't give it over to everyone, only to the Tznuum Shivakuna. The ones in Kahuna were chashuv people who knew how to safeguard the Shem Hashem. But Tznuum Shev Kahuna, while they're in the Beis Mikdash, used to say Yudkei Vavkei. They could say Shem for Farish. They sometimes used to sneak in the name of 12 Oseis. Mavliyim Oseis Nima Chayim Kahanim. When the Kahanim were saying that they were doing Chazonis in the Berachas Kahanim, they threw in the Shem of Yud Beis Oseis. Tanya, the Brisa brings down Om Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin, Rashi says, was a Kohen. So Rabbi Tarfin, Pamachas Alisi Acha Achi Ima Leduchon. I once went behind my uncle, the brother of my mother, who was also a Kohen. His mother was also a Kohen. Leduchon. That's the Duchon. This is the Mesa Mikdash. Vetisi Ozni Eitz a Kohen Gadol. And I put my ear next to Kohen Gadol. Veshamati Shavli Hashem B'Neimas Ochav HaKohanim. And I saw that I heard that he snuck in the shame of Yud Beis Oseis, the shame of 12 Oseis, B'ni'imas Ocha Kahanim, while the other Kahanim were saying Berachas Kahanim. Now when I saw this Gemara, it was bothering me, why did Rav Tarfon have to sneak in after his uncle? He was a Kohen. So she said, when I went up to the Duchan, I heard the Kohen Gadol saying the shame of Yud Beis Oseis. So mom's bothered me this Kasha. If you look at the colored svarim, they don't bring down. But the Baruch Hashem we have in the back, the Radal. The Radal says, ask like this, the Agoyis Radal says, Retarfen Atzmai Godol Hoya Bois Hashem. If he was a Godol, Leidati Loma Hiskir Sha'olach Yimai. Why did he say he went after his uncle? Le'omastam, Pamach Lisa Duchan. So he wants to declare, maybe he was a Katan. And since he was a Katan, he's not allowed to Duchan himself. He has to go with someone else with a Godol. But then he's not sure if a cotton could duch in the Beis Mikdash. So he says at the end, maybe not a pshat. Ulai not a pshat. He says that maybe you didn't get a good spot. To be next to the Kohen Gadol, that was a good spot for a duchen. Not the little even over by mitzvah, but the younger people did not get to stand next to Kohen Gadol. So one time he went with his uncle had a good spot next to the Kohen Gadol, and he heard the Kohen Gadol being mavlia, the shame of Yud Beis Oseis. Omrav Yehuda, Omrav. Shame ben Arbaim Vishtaim Oisios, Aim Moisrin Oisoi. The name of 42 Oisios, you don't give that over to the. What's exactly the shame of 42 Oisios? It's the Rashi's Loi Pirish Lanu. I actually saw in the art scroll, B'Shem Demesh Chachma, that it's the name of Yud Ke Vav Ke, and the name, two names together, I forgot which ones, two of the Shem Hashem together. Maybe I'm not sure what Ayin Sham there. He said, "Put some shop Mesh Chacham." What it means exactly? Rabbi Shmuel Moisius. I can put him. Ein Moisius Moisius Elamisha Tzenua. You only give over the shame of 42 Oisius Elamisha Tzenua. Someone who is a Tzenua Va'onav, He's onav va'im v'chatz yomav. He's already halfway. He's over 36, over 35. Ve'ina koyis, and he doesn't get angry. Ve'ina mishtaki, doesn't get drunk. Ve'ina ma'amad doisav, and if someone insults him, he doesn't hold a grudge. V'chol ha'yoydoi v'hizaboy v'shamer v'tahira. And anyone, and if he knows it, the Shem Hashem, he's very careful, and he's v'shamer v'tahira. So he is Oyev Lamaila Nechma Lamata. Oyev Lamaila Nechma Lamata. He's beloved by Hashem. He's Nechma Lamata. Ve'imasoi mutalos al briyos. And his fear is on all the briyos. Ve'noichos tei olam yom zeh ve'in lamaba. That means if someone's zoiche to be able to learn the shame of 42 Isis, he's in good shape. He will have olam zeh olam haba. Be Oyev Lamaila Nechma Lamata. But in order to learn it, you have to be holding a certain age, a certain midas, and you have to be very big about midas. Some said the reason is because you could do a lot of nisim with the shame and 42 Isis, and therefore you have to be a tzaddik for that. Amash Shmuel Shmeid Saba, Bavel Becheskes Kashrus Oimedes. So we'll start here for next recording.